Hello, this is Maria Castrillo Escalona, and I'm privileged to be with Miss Janine Verducci. We're going to speak about an upcoming sitcom called Mama Rosalina. Janine happens to be the writer, the producer, an actor,
and a director.
The director. So, Janine, I'm interested to know, what inspired you to write, act, and do this whole production?
Well, to be honest with you, Maria, I've been, since I was a young girl, always interested in writing and acting and creating, basically. So I started off, I wrote two youth Christian books because I wanted to help kids with bullying issues. And then I also wrote a poetry book. And then after that, COVID hit. And I decided that I really wanted to somehow mix my writing with my acting ability. So I researched it for like months. And I was like, oh, I want to find out who are the top, you know, writers, the top sitcoms. Like, how can I make my sitcom project so relatable? And the first thing they tell you is it should come from your own personal experience. So I created this production, and it was entitled The Fine Tapestry of Motherhood.
Such a beautiful title.
Well, thank you. And I remember sitting in the manager of the theater, his office, and he said to me, you are a first-time writer and producer. I'm going to give you a chance. So I was so excited. And he said, but you'll be lucky if you have 50 people. And I always say, God had other plans. We ended up having like over 600 people.
That's
so
crazy.
And I'm humbled by it. That's just a testament to the fact that people are craving the arts.
Yes,
I think.
Right.
So anyway, so we had that. And then it was, I think, in my opinion, it was a relatable, it was a funny production. And then the second production that I did was called The Ciccolini Sisters.
Right.
And the difference with that is that you didn't know who was sitting next to you. Was it an audience member or was it a member of the cast or crew, which made it kind of fun.
Very interactive.
Interactive, yes. So we would walk through the aisles and just people would start saying things.
Right.
And it just was like one big party.
Yes.
So, and I had done Tony and Tina's wedding in the past.
That's
and I
hilarious.
Always, well, I always loved the fact that it was interactive,
yes.
You know? So I'm like, I want to do something, but I want to make it interactive and include the audience in my production. So it was a lot of fun. But then after that, a few people had asked me, audience members and a couple of producers, if I would like to do a sitcom, write a sitcom, you know? So I thought about it and I'm like, there's no way that I could do it during the actual production of the Ciccolini Sisters because that was taking all of my energy. But then after, a couple months after, I thought about it and I said, I think I can do a spinoff of The Fine Tapestry of Motherhood,
yeah,
which was my first production. So that's where I kind of took off from, The Fine Tapestry of Motherhood. And it's the same storyline. And we created Mama Rosalina, which we have a lot of wonderful actors and actresses involved in that. And we're really looking forward to it. We have a contract with CNJN, which is a local television station, but you can stream from all over the world.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Thank you.
So what character do you play, Janine? And how do you relate to this character?
Okay. So I play Carla. Very relatable because I am from a big Italian family, which I am so happy to be a part of and proud of my culture and heritage. But I really do feel that cross-culturally, other people can, you know, relate to Carla, the character, and to Mama Rosalina because we all have moms and, you know, we could have different situations
right.
in the storyline, you
right.
know, that we can kind of reflect on or say, hey, that sounds like me. So Carla, her character, the reason why she's relatable is because, well, basically, culturally, I relate. Number two, I would say the fact that I have two boys,
right.
which there's two boys in the sitcom, so I can relate on that level. My mother is a lovely, lovely person. I could say that Mama Rosalina is relatable, but it's my mother to the extreme.
Right.
So it's kind of like a mom that gives her opinion, but she does it in the sweetest way. Mm-hmm. Like, you really need some lipstick.
Mama. Yeah.
Like, you really need some lipstick, honey, that type of thing.
I
but
know. She's
you know,
adorable.
She,
and
oh,
I don't want to give it away. Of course,
thank
I saw
you.
A
thank
snippet
you.
Of
yeah.
the rehearsal.
Yeah.
She is adorable.
Thank you. So, so that I'd say that's how I could relate the storyline as far as the husband leaving her and the, you know, and a few of the parts that, like, they aren't really, they're just fictional. We make that up to make it kind of, you know, just have, I guess, a few different, like, positive and negative dynamics and
right.
how they all work out, that type of thing. So, yeah, so that isn't. And then the fact that I'm trying to think of something that might not be a real part of my life. You know, maybe Mama Rosalina's doesn't really have a best friend named Marge. You know, we make some of these things
yes,
up as
yes.
we go. But the fun of it is just that when we do the script, we all get together and we laugh at the characters and we
right.
live the characters.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we don't even call each other by our own name. We call each other
everyone
by...
just enjoys playing their parts.
Yes.
So now how do you think the audience will relate to the characters and
mm-hmm.
the story?
Okay. So after the first show, I had people come up to me and say, hey, we enjoyed the show so much. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. But then they said, but the reason why we loved it so much is that I am Polish, I am German, I am Filipino, but I still have a mom like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
or oh my gosh, Carla, she's like the what I went through with my kids, so I can relate to that. So I like to keep everything comedic. Very not only relatable, but like kosher. Like there's nothing outlandish. You know, it's,
right.
it's just regular, funny.
Exactly.
You know, back in the day, we'd have like Carol Burnett, or we'd have like, you know, shows that we would watch growing up, right?
We all need this.
We all need this. The Golden Girls, and they were
yes.
all good, clean fun.
Yes.
And
yes.
I want to bring that back, and I want to make Mama Rosalina a household name where everybody's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see the next episode.
I know. We wish you good luck, of course.
Thank
Jenny.
You.
But... now that we are trying to reach a lot of the audience, potential audience, tell everybody how people can watch this.
Okay, good question. So we're looking forward to having Riverview Studios film it. And I will let you know that they sponsored us substantially for this journey
Super
and
cool.
this endeavor. Right. They believed in the project. And so I'm thankful to Jim from Riverview. And also CNJN is putting a lot of, you know, faith in us because they are launching it this fall. People can watch it on CNJN. And if they don't get CNJN, I don't want to say the wrong channel. You'd have to Google it. But they could always stream it. I believe that there's Hulu, Roku?
Roku?
Yeah. Yes. See, I'm not that tech savvy, but I'll find it. Don't worry.
That's just perfect. So I know this is our first podcast. We're going to try to reach more characters. We're going to try to get to know the others. And hopefully the word will go around and Mama Rosalina will reach the right people.
Yes.
So thank you so
that
much
sounds great.
For making time.
Oh, thank you so much, Maria.
We'll have more information posted on the Facebook. We'll get everybody more informed as we go along.
They can follow us. They can like us.
Right.
Mama Rosalina. Yep.
But good luck.
Thank you.
And any parting words?
No, I just want to say that it's been a pleasure to take this creative journey, and I hope that you will take it with me and become a part of our lovely Mama Rosalina family.
I know, it's quite an experience, and really, all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Thanks,
you
Maria.
So much, Janine.
Take care.